Week 32, the fruit of the Spirit this week is faithfulness. It looks like the word faith. In fact, kids, if you look closely at the word faithfulness and you cover the second half of it, you see the word faith. Faith is trusting in God. Faithfulness means you keep trusting in God and don't give up. Is faithfulness optional for Christians? We ask this the first question every week about every fruit of the Spirit. Is this optional? No, it's actually commanded. God commands us to be faithful to Him. Galatians 5:16 is a command, walk in the Spirit. What is faithfulness? Faithfulness means staying loyal and true to God no matter what. No matter what dangers come our way, no matter what difficulties come our way, no matter what temptations come our way, it means we stay loyal to God and we stay true to Him. It really means this, keeping the faith. Right, so there's a time in our lives where we come to faith, but then after we come to faith, we want to remain faithful. We want to stay faithful. It means not giving up. It means keeping the faith. It means not turning around to live for something else. Hebrews 4:14, since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. That's a picture of faithfulness. Holding fast our confession means hold on to it. Don't drop it. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. Don't give up. Hold fast our confession. That's faithfulness. As always, I have three encouragements for this fruit of the Spirit. So encouragements toward faithfulness. But these ones don't come from three different passages like I usually do. These come from the same passage, 1 Corinthians 10, 12, and 13. The first encouragement is that humility will help us toward faithfulness. Pride will hurt us. We want to think properly of ourselves, not have a high view of ourselves, to not be proud, to not be arrogant, to not think that we have it all figured out and we're doing just great and we know so much and we're doing so well. That pride will not help us. Humility will help us because humility will keep us asking for God's help. Humility will keep us praying for God to help us, praying for God to strengthen us. So we have to have humility so that we keep trusting in God, because God's the one who's going to keep us faithful. Humility is our friend. 1 Corinthians 10, this is just verse 12. Therefore, let anyone who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. If you think you're strong and you think you're standing and you have that confidence in yourself, you better pay attention because you might be about to fall. Pride comes before the fall. It's humility that will help us stay strong and stay faithful. Encouragement number two, God's faithfulness is our anchor and hope, not ours, and He will never leave you. God's faithfulness is our anchor. What does an anchor do for a ship? It holds it in place so it doesn't go anywhere. So what is our anchor for us to remain faithful? It's God's faithfulness. He's our anchor. He's the one who will keep us in place. And that is the definition, really, of faith, is looking away from self and looking to God. We look to God. We depend on God. We trust on God. God is our anchor. And having that faith that God is our anchor and He is faithful, that will keep us faithful. 1 Corinthians 10, 13a. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. So the struggles we have, the temptations we have, they're common. They're common. Other people have had the same issues, the same struggles, the same temptations as you. You're not alone. We're not unique. The particulars and details of our struggle and situation may be unique, but generally speaking, the temptations, the struggles, the trials that we go through have always been the same. And what's our anchor point? Again, God is faithful. I underlined it there for you. So in the midst of, why would He say that? Why would He make a statement about temptation and then go right into God is faithful? Because in the midst of temptation, we turn to God. Temptation is the problem. God is the remedy. So He makes this statement about temptation and then immediately He says God is faithful. What He's saying is look to God. Look to God. We don't look to our own strength. We have humility and look to God. That will keep us faithful. Finally, the third encouragement. So the first encouragement is humility is going to help you in this. So pray for humility. The second encouragement is that God's faithfulness is our anchor to hold us in place. It is not my strength by which I stand, but God. And the third encouragement, God will provide a way to escape temptation and to endure. He will give a way for us to go the opposite direction of sin. He will give a way for us to escape temptation and endure in the faith and not give up. 1 Corinthians 10, 13b. But with the temptation, God will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. If we have our eyes open and if we're praying to God and trusting in God in the midst of temptation, we'll see a way of escape that God has provided, an escape route. Right? Almost if you're lost in the woods and you're in the wilderness, but you also now discover a map that shows you the way of escape. God will have a way of escape. If we're looking for it, we'll see it. If we're not looking for it, will we see it, Jordan? No, we won't see it. So we have to be looking for it in faith. We have to actually be trusting in God. Escaping temptation won't happen on accident, just like your room won't get cleaned on accident. You got to go in there. You got to pick up stuff and with your hands and body move and put them where they belong. So escaping temptation and enduring in the faith won't happen on accident. We'll put effort, but the effort is to look to God in faith. God, show me the way out. God, give me the way of escape. Help me take that way of escape. Give me the map to get out of this dangerous wilderness. All right. Help me clean my room. So we call out to God and ask God to keep us and to help us and to give us strength and to give us victory. He is the key to our faithfulness. And that's why, again, it's a fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit that's within the Christian, but it doesn't come from the Christian. It comes from the Holy Spirit. It's given to the Christian. It's a gift. Think of your birthday. You receive gifts. Fruit of the Spirit are like that. You receive them. And that's really yours, but it's only yours after you receive it. Hebrews 4:14, since then we have a great high priest who's passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. Brothers and sisters, that's my encouragement this morning. Hold fast your confession. Whatever else you do in life, don't give up, don't turn away from your confession that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Let's pray.